Man of the Elephant. Nicholas, the king of Abyssinia, decided to propagate Christianity in different ways and revive it again as it was before. When he found people rushing to Mecca from different parts of the world, he started to think of a way to distract the people's attention from Kaaba and Mecca and attract them to his own country. Therefore, he established a magnificent church in Sana'a, which was built with great care and art and decorated with the best ornaments. Despite his prediction, however, he found that not only the people of Mecca, but also the inhabitants of Yemen and Abyssinia were still firm in their ideas, so he again went back to Mecca to do the pilgrimage rituals. Thus, Najus called his army commander, Abraha, to his presence and told him to equip the army with all kinds of military facilities and take it to Mecca. Abraha did so and set out for Mecca with his enormous army. They stopped in a place close to Mecca to rest for a while and get ready to attack. Abraha, after commanding the army to put up the tents there, went to his own tent and sat on his bed to rest. Then a soldier came in and said, "Abdul Muttalib has come here to attend to your presence and talk with you." Abraha said, "Let him in." The soldier went out and showed him into the commander's tent. When he entered the tent, Abraha said, "Welcome you, Abdul Muttalib. Take a seat." While sitting, he replied, "It seems you're heading for Mecca." Abraha said, "It's true. Now tell us why you've come here and what do you want?" "Abdul Muttalib, your soldiers have taken my camels and I have come here to ask you to return them to me." Abraha, "How strange. I've come to destroy Kaaba and you're still thinking of your camels?" Abdul Muttalib replied, "I am the owner of these camels and shall take care of them. The house of Kaaba also has an owner who shall protect it from any harm or damage." Abraha surprisingly called one of his soldiers and ordered, "Return his camels to him and make the army ready. We shall now move to Mecca." The army started out to the town to destroy Kaaba. They had barely entered Mecca when they saw a great swarm of small birds called Ababil, which were each carrying stones of baked clay. The birds, getting over Abraha's army, started to throw their stones down on the soldiers' heads and kill them one after another. This way, Abraha's army was destroyed and the owner of the house of Kaaba took best care of it.